Once upon a time, many, many years ago, there was a child named David. David was a child of a very noble family, the family of Yishai, a family where people lived to 400 years old, extraordinary ages people reached. They were descendants of David, and they lived at a special time period during the time period of Shmuel Aramati, Shmuel the prophet. We had been in the land of Israel approximately 300 years, and David was a youngster, and he was fierce. He was into Torah and prayer, and his father and brothers looked down upon him. Only his mother believed in him, and he was sent out to shepherd the sheep. And one day on his way to shepherd the sheep, so he saw a woman crying. So he asked her, what's wrong? And the lady says to him, I'm a widow. So David asked her, what's wrong? And the widow said to him, I had to travel. And when I was traveling, I didn't want to leave my money at home. So I went to a neighbor of mine, and I said to him, I have jugs of honey, and can I leave my jugs of honey by you while I travel? And my neighbor said, yes. And then I took the gold coins, which is all of my wealth, and I poured them into the jugs of honey, and I had my servants transfer the jugs with honey on top and gold on bottom into this man's cellar, and I traveled. And when I came back, so I asked the man for my jugs back. He gave me back my jugs. I poured out the honey, and there was no more gold. All the gold was gone. And so I've lost all my wealth, the widow tells David. Now what really happened was, this man had a party, and in the middle of the party, he ran out of honey. So he said to himself, what's wrong if I take the widow's honey? I'll take out her honey, and I'll give her back other honey. What's the big deal? And he went into the cellar and took out a jug and stuck in a ladle and started taking out honey. And he sees a gold coin in his ladle. He says, oh boy. Does it again. He sees another gold coin. And so he stole all the lady's gold coins and refilled the honey. And now the lady had no proof that she had really given him jugs with gold and not just honey. And the man argued that he hadn't taken anything from her. And so the lady was out there crying because she saw no way to regain her wealth from this man. And David stood there, listened to the widow's story. We have a mitzvah in our parsha to be careful not to hurt the feelings of a widow and an orphan. On the contrary, to have special care for them. And so David is going to ask himself how he can help this widow. The widow is crying. David is there with his sheep. And we will pick up with the story, Bezrat Hashem, at the end of class.
At the end of the class?